We want to thank Fast Track Steel Buildings for sponsoring Generations Today. If your church or school is looking to expand, call Fast Track at 303-797-0991. They have buildings perfect for churches, gymnasiums, agricultural barns, riding arenas, and more. Call for a free brochure, 303-797-0991, and get your project started on the right track with Fast Track. 303-797-0991. Looking for a wholesome and adventuresome vacation idea for your family? Join Worldview Academy's Bill Jack at Latigo Ranch during the week of September 25th. It's a perfect western vacation with mountains, trails, horses, and great country cooking. We've got special rates for this exclusive homeschool week. Kids who are under 13 will take 50% off their already reduced prices. Latigo Ranch is where you want to be. LatigoTrails.com or call 800-227-9655.
Warning. This program contains content that may not be suitable to some listeners. It contains decency, truth, ageless wisdom, a father who cares. It's Generations with Kevin Swanson.
Welcome to Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson. I'm Executive Director of Christian Home Educators of Colorado. I'm a pastor, but the reason I'm on the air with you today is I'm a father. I'm a father of five, and I care about my children. Folks, 35% of children born without fathers in this day, half of marriages end in divorce. Do you think I'm concerned? I sure am concerned. Our children are being raised in a day like this, and they'll be raised in a day like this because our institutions are raising them in a day like this. It is our educational programs. It is our ideas that have been conveyed over the last 40 years that have produced the devastation we see across the landscape in America today. That's why we're on the air with you today. This is Nuts and Bolts Friday. This is the day we put it back together today. The subject is homeschooling. Why homeschool your children? Let me tell you, there are a lot of reasons to homeschool your children. First, there are academic reasons. Homeschoolers tend to score 30 to 40 percentile points above the national average. That's on average. They are 30 to 40 percentile points above the national average. The average homeschool eighth grader tests four grade levels above the national average. If you're considering homeschooling, if you're sitting there, it's August. If you're sitting there thinking, where am I going to send my little five-year-old this September? Let me encourage you to consider homeschooling.
But Kevin, if your child scores 30 to 40% higher than the average, they're really going to stand out. They're not going to be socialized well. They might even be made fun of as some kind of brainiac.
Socialization, yet another reason I would homeschool my children. If you look at the studies done on homeschool socialization, every single study done, Canada, America, other nations have determined that homeschooled children are equally or better socialized than their counterparts from public and private school. Lots of studies done on this, Dave.
How can they be better socialized when they're not around their peers? I mean, again, they're going to stand out and maybe be made fun of for being different.
Dave, I tell you what. My children grow up, they go walking to McDonald's, they say, I just work with my peer group. They have one opening for them, and that's the door. They're not going to get a job if all they can do is relate to their peer group. They need to learn to relate with a cross-age sort of a group. That's sort of like the group you find in your own home.
But what about having friends, you know, having people to play with, being able to play, people at the same intellectual level? Homeschool children will miss out on all that.
Dave, you don't learn social contact in a classroom. Who told you that you learn how to interrelate with other children your own age or anybody else's age sitting quiet in a classroom facing front forward in a from a desk? Not going to happen. Homeschoolers tend to enroll in a lot of extracurricular activities, and that's where they get social contact. Homeschoolers, again, may I repeat it one more time, homeschoolers are equally or better socialized than their counterparts from public or private school.
But Kevin, everybody knows if you homeschool your child, they're going to be warped. They're not going to have other boys and girls around to date. They're not going to have other boys and girls around to learn how to relate to the other sex.
That's the point, Dave. They will not be socializing with other kids that are doing drugs and engaging in promiscuous activities. Yeah, I know that could be a problem with some out there. I don't know how many parents want to make sure that their children are engaged in proper social contact. Contact that might include some sexual contact, but you know what? That's not my vision for my children. I'm hoping there are parents listening today who want something better for their children. I'm suggesting the discipleship, the mentorship that happens in the homeschool will produce well-rounded children. And here's one more benefit. Studies have shown that homeschoolers tend to carry on their parents' faith. on this particular study I'm looking at right here, 95% of homeschooled children took on their parents' faith. 15% of public schooled children did the same thing. So if you want your children to lose their faith, that you want your children to abandon whatever faith you have, send them to public schools.
Now, you said drugs. So a child who stays home, they're not going to learn about drugs. They probably won't get to see a professional and get their attention deficit disorder drugs. See, so they're not going to be well-rounded in their education in regards to drugs. You said sex. Where are they going to get their sex education if they're not sitting in a classroom with scantily clad girls? Where are they going to learn to control their lusts? And about their faith, don't you think you're just kind of imposing that on them a little bit? Shouldn't they have a diversity to face so they can make their own choice?
Let me address those things one at a time. Number one, our children will learn about sex from their parents, and that's a good place to learn. Proverbs talks about it. The father is telling his son about sex in Proverbs chapter 5 and Proverbs chapter 7. We've talked about that in a number of programs, so we don't have to go over that again, do we? But the issue of drugs. You're right. They may get fewer drugs in the homeschool, but I'm saying that's better. Personally, I don't think it's good for our children to be on drugs. In fact, get them off television, too. We don't let our children on the drug of television either. You're right. They may not be exposed to lots of faith, but the point is that there is only one faith that is true, and that is the Christian faith. That is our faith. That's the faith we want to share with them. And you know what? As they get older, we want to show them other faiths. We want to show them other opposing worldviews. They need to understand these things, and they need to cast them down. That's exactly what God wants our children to do in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. They need to cast down those imaginations, any high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God in Christ. I want to prepare my children to do that, just that.
Kevin, you sound like you're trying to brainwash your children into being saints or something.
As opposed to the public schools brainwashing my children to be sinners or something. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about homeschooling, reasons to homeschool. In just a moment, Denise Cantor is on air with us. Denise Cantor is from the organization Considering Homeschooling, thinkingofhomeschooling.com. We'll be back in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y, Motors.com. Click on Contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you. He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303. Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in health care costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month. Yet the monthly share is only $195, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2 and the word others, or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.org. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. The program is Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson. Thank you for joining us today. And today we have a very important guest online with us, Denise Cantor. She is part of the organization thinkingofhomeschooling.com. And this program is for those folks who are considering homeschooling. Maybe you're a mom with a two-year-old and you're wondering what to do with this two-year-old. Am I going to send her off to school when she's 6 years old in the little yellow school bus? Maybe you have a friend who needs to know about homeschooling. This program is for you. And Denise, you have been homeschooling for a number of years, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I have four children, and as I say, they've been homeschooled since birth. So
homeschooled since birth, and it has been a challenge for you as well. I think you four children, and at one point they were under something like 6 or 7 years of age.
Yes, they're all very close in age. Right now the youngest is 4 and the oldest is 9. So at one time I had 4 under 5, that's correct.
4 under 5.
Yeah.
So if anybody ever says it cannot be done, you can counter that argument because you've done it with 4 under 5 years of age.
Yes. I have to say there were times that were challenging, but, you know, the Lord is so good because, I mean, He is molding us as parents. You know, as we have more children, I mean, we're learning different things, how to handle more than one child. And that's why it's so important is to keep your children at home. You know, don't send them off to infant university or daycare or preschool, because the Lord is using that time, especially in those early years, you know, for the parent to mold the child. And also that God is working on the parents' lives, too, because, you know, we learn things as parents as we raise these young children.
I think any parent can testify to that. You bring your child into your life, and God is definitely working on you. You know, you're a mom, and you're concerned about your children. I know that that's one of the reasons why you chose to homeschool. You felt this was the very best way. Do you think that most mothers are concerned about their children?
Absolutely. They love their children. They want what's best for their children. And I think in today's society, you know, we're proliferated with all this commercial and media, and especially with preschool and the preschool, universal preschool advocates, they're trying to inform parents, erroneously I might add, that putting your children in daycare and preschool is good for them, when in fact, I've studied the research, I've looked at the small print, it's exactly the opposite. And, the children are being emotionally damaged when they are sent off to preschool, and it's really unfortunate. And it's not really necessarily the parents' fault, because they really want to do what's best for their children, and they're believing what is coming out of the media. But I just want to assure parents that with babies and preschoolers, you know what? Keep your children at home. That's God's plan for your life, for their lives, and it's really what's best.
You know, it's interesting. I think most mothers do have a natural attachment to their children. And, you know, you would think that it would be difficult for them to break that natural inclination to keep their children with them and nurture them as God wants us to nurture our children, and to break that connection between that child and that mother. What does it take to break the heart of that mother from that child in those early years?
You know what? A lot of it comes from social pressures. You know, from grandparents, I think, you know, we've ministered to thousands of moms and dads with little children, okay? And they struggle. Oh, they struggle so much with having to let go of that child to daycare or preschool. It is not something they do easily or they want to do. But, you know, you have pressures coming from grandparents saying, oh, you got to get your child into school early. You know, if you get them into school when they're 2 and a half, they're going to be smarter. They're going to go to college. When all that is not true. And so the social pressures, and then what happens once a mom relinquishes that child over to someone else to take care of them, that bond starts to diminish. And the mom never gets comfortable with taking care of the child. They never learn how to teach their children. And then what happens is they go through years of preschool, and then they put them right into public school. So they've really lost their confidence. They've lost that maternal bond, in a sense, to keep their children and to train them at home. And that's why we're really trying to encourage parents, you know, keep them home during the daycare and preschool years, because, you know, once you can manage those years, you know what, the rest is going to be easier.
And at least consider home education. Homeschoolers are scoring 30 to 40 percentile points above the national average on nationally standardized tests. Homeschoolers are much better adjusted to society, according to recent studies from Dr. Brian Ray and others, where homeschoolers are something like 2 to 3 times more satisfied with life, 3 to 4 times more likely to get a master's degree, 14 times more likely to be involved in political and community leadership. Denise, homeschooling is the way to go, according to most of the studies that have ever been done, including the studies on socialization.
That's exactly right. I mean, if you think about it, when you plop your child into a classroom with 20, 25 students of the same age, all their parents have different sets of rules, their discipline is a problem, it's almost impossible for your child to come out of there socially adjusted. And what you would consider socially appropriate, it's really impossible, and that's why we see such the devastation among teenagers today. And more importantly, Dr. Brian Ray found that 94% of the children who are homeschooled keep the faith of their parents. We're talking about the spiritual rewards, loving Jesus when they graduate from high school from a home education, where there's studies all the way from 70 to 90% of children who graduate from a public school reject Jesus. So the bottom line is, this is academically, okay, homeschooling is better. Socially, it's better. All that has been proven. But most importantly, what about the soul of your child?
Well, maybe God had something going when he said, you should teach your own children as you sit in your house, as you rise up, as you lie down.
Absolutely. I mean, he gave, you know, I hear Christian parents say, there's nothing in the Bible about education. It's all over the Bible. There's numerous scriptures. God wanted us to pass down the biblical truth moment by moment. This isn't, you know, send them off to school 8 hours. They hear all the negativity about Jesus. And then you try and, rethink them or, you know, tell them differently when they come home. It doesn't work. And it's been proven that it doesn't work. And really the public education has an agenda. You know, it's all through the textbooks. You can't find a textbook that talks about God in a positive way or then worse yet, it promotes that there is no God. It's just, it's a tragic situation. It's very important for the soul of your child to homeschool them.
Denise, I want you to talk to the mothers that are listening right now. They've got a 2-, 3-, 4-year-old child, and they are about to make some of the most critical decisions they will make for the life of that child. They're making decisions about preschool. They're making decisions about daycare. They're making decisions about whether to send their children to the public schools. I want you to talk to the hearts of those mothers right now.
Moms, I just want to assure you, you know, I have 4 children. I have been in your footsteps. And I'm not going to say that raising 4 children under 5 for those very few years, there's not challenges. Yes, there's not enough sleep. There's all these different things going on. But when you hand your children over to a preschool or a daycare, what you're going to get back is not what you want. These kids come home full of anxiety, full of disorders. We have moms coming to us telling us that their child, 2.5 years old, has been diagnosed with an anxiety disorder, and they want to put their child on mind-altering drugs. This is what's happening because it is impossible for a preschool with even, and I even hate to say this, but even a Christian preschool, because a lot of the kids in Christian preschools are not coming from Christian homes. It is impossible for kids to learn to be obedient to their parents, to learn in an emotionally safe environment in a preschool. You must keep them home. And most, first and foremost, because it's a loving call to obedience to Scripture. God says we are to train our children at home, moms. And so God is will do a work in your life. He's going to do a work in your children's lives. And I just want to tell you, I have spoken to lots of women. You can do it. Please know that you can do it. God is there to meet every one of your needs. Keep your children at home. Nurture them. Embrace that maternal child bond. Build it. Encourage your children in the Lord Jesus Christ.
So it can be done. It can be done. Now, as you think about the mothers that are listening right now, Denise, what do you think most mothers want for their children? Do they want their children in heaven? Do they want their children to get into Harvard? Do they want their children to become president of the United States? What is the vision that most mothers have for those little ones?
Well, you know, George Barna did a survey, and he found that the majority of Christian parents first and foremost want a good education for their child. I think about third or fourth was a good relationship with Jesus Christ.
That's pretty sad. That's pretty sad.
That is pretty sad. Now, if I asked a mom, you know, that was sitting down in front of me, she would tell me that, you know, she wants them to have a good relationship with Jesus. But in the back of her mind, most likely, all of us want our children to be smart. You know, we want them to get good jobs. We want all that for them. And I'm just saying, number one, if that is truly your desire, is to have them be academically superior, you know, or awesome, homeschool them. That's the only place they're going to get a great education is homeschooling.
Right.
But most importantly is they really need to search their heart and find out what is most important. And really, academics is really at the bottom. They need a great relationship with Jesus Christ. If they have a great relationship with God, you know what? That's where all truth comes from.
Something like the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. I think it shows up in Proverbs somewhere. I think a big factor in the decision of a lot of families turns out to be the economic issue. And I wonder sometimes if money is more important than a godly raising for our children. I wonder if sometimes money becomes the value, because didn't Jesus say, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also?
Well, I think that's absolutely a concern. You know, the financial pressures on homes, you know, trying to match what your neighbor has, trying to do what they do. And I think what's most important is that we all can, I mean, every family can survive on one income, okay? Now, we have a lot of families that only have one car because they don't want to afford the payment on the other or the gas or the insurance. So there are, you know, there are things that every family can do to manage their income in such a way that the mom can stay home. There's so many blessings that come from that when moms stay home, okay, and homeschool their children. But also, it raises up the father. You know, God wanted the husband to be the provider of the home. You know, obviously, the most optimum, really, is allowing the father to be the only financial provider of the home. But bearing that in mind, our desire is to get your children at home with a Christian home education. So if there is a necessity for an extra few dollars per month, and there's a lot of opportunities that mom can spend a couple hours a week doing.
Now, Denise, your organization is thinkingofhomeschooling.org. This is starting to spread across the nation, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, we have mentors all across the nation. Go to our website, look at your state. We're building it. We've got chapters. You know, I send out a free brochure and a free DVD to anyone who's thinking about homeschooling that comes to our website. You know, we're encouraged by what we see. We've had thousands upon thousands of people visit our website. So, you know, moms and dads, if you're listening, go to our website, sign up. I'm going to send you a free DVD and brochure on homeschooling. We have some free online DVDs where you can watch. I had a message this morning from Sydney, Australia. A mom said she sat and listened or watched our online free DVDs, and she wants to buy an entire package to give to her church. I thought, oh, Lord, you know, there's no bounds with him. He will reach you wherever you're at, and we're here to help you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Denise Cantor from thinkingofhomeschooling.org. You can get that information at the site. Just go there, thinkingofhomeschooling.org. Denise, thank you so much for joining us on Generations today.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned, folks.
People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a two-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members of Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith, and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School in Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606. This is Kevin Swanson. Let me tell you, I'm planning to use National Driver Training Institute's program for my son Daniel because parent-directed driver education has proven to be the most effective training process in the United States. This program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is approved in Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, and many other states. Your teenager can start the process at 15 years old and receive his license by 16. This course is recognized by every insurance company in Colorado and approved for home study by the state of Colorado. Programs start at just under $100, and you will have everything you need to create a safe driver for life. Call National Driver Training Institute at 800-942-2050. That's 800-942-2050. Or visit them on the web at nationaldrivertraining.com. Let them know you heard about it right here on Generations. We're back. The program is Generations, and mothers and fathers, if you are listening to the program today, I just want to encourage you to consider what we have talked about today. The decisions that you make today may impact your children's lives for the next 20, 40, 60 years. It may affect generations. The way you educate your children is critical. If there's anything else that we have said on this program, I want you to take that away with you. You need to make this decision with wisdom and ask God for wisdom. I'd also like to suggest that you attend an introductory workshop. We will have a number of them throughout August. This month, you can attend these intro seminars by contacting us at 877-842-CHECK, 877-842-CHEC, or CHECK.org on the web. That's CHEC.org on the web. You can interact with this program by emailing me, Kevin, at CHECK.org, and you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at KevinSwanson.com. In fact, if you've got a friend who needs to consider homeschooling, have them listen to this program on KevinSwanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in. And that's why I go with George Sechrist Insurance for all my insurance needs. George is a man of honesty, integrity, and service. George will go the extra mile for you. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home. Call George at George Sechrist Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288.
Oh, why did I put it off? I should have made an appointment.
This winter, don't get left in the cold. Get your car winterized at Academy Car Care and Repair. Academy Car Care and Repair's ASC-certified mechanics can work on all vehicles. Call Academy Car Care and Repair today before you really need them. 573-5973. That's 573-5973. Academy Car Care and Repair at Academy and LaSalle.